This is Bria Barthel for Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and today I'm back with Chloe Whitaker, Adult Programming Director at the wonderful Troy Public Library, and she has wonderful activities. So, Chloe, what do you have to tell us about today?
Hey, thank you for having me, Bria. So before I go into all the programs we have going on this month and next, I would like to wish you a very happy National Dance Like a Chicken Day on this May 14th, because that's what today is.
Dance like a chicken.
That's right. I tend to keep up with all the random national days of the month each month, just as part of my job, seeing what kind of things I can weave into programming. And that's what today is.
Okay, and people who are hearing this after the 14th, I deeply apologize for not getting you this late breaking news sooner.
Well, for those who are listening later, National Mimosa Day, which may have already passed by the time you're hearing this, is going to be May 16th. May 16th is also National Sea Monkey Day. May 18th is National No Dirty Dishes Day, so plan accordingly.
No dirty dishes. I grew up in a family where when we ran out of clean dishes, my mother bought a new set of dishes.
Yeah, you can take that many different ways. It can be you make sure to clean them every time, or you only use paper plates that day. It's really up to you. All right, but moving on to actual programming. One of the things that we do monthly on the third Monday of each month is our adult coloring evening. This is a monthly program where I provide detailed coloring pages, which we print on cardstock. We have fine liners and pencils. I provide snacks, and I may be going outside in the courtyard for the remainder of the summer with this program, so we can enjoy the fresh air as you have snacks. And then I also read short stories aloud while you color. So this May 20th, at 6 to 7 p.m. is our next adult coloring session, and I'm going to be reading a short story from a newly published collection by Jamel Brinkley titled Witness. And I am not here to do the book talk section of the interviews with you, but I do want to highly recommend this collection because it's a bunch of stories that ask what it means to bear witness today, both to see and not to see what is happening around you. And I highly recommend.
That sounds terrific. Do you try to match the stories with the content of the pieces you hand out for coloring?
I do to a certain extent. It's more theme-based by season. So the coloring pages we do may have a slight theme depending on the season. And then if it's warmer, we do, you know, some spring stories. And
it's such a shame that this isn't falling on Dance Like a Chicken Day, because instead of reading a story, you could perform.
I could. Luckily, I may not be telling all of our patrons today what the day is, because I do not plan on dancing like a chicken. I just want to spread the good word.
Okay, and what else do you have coming up?
So at the end of May, we have two other programs that I'm really excited about. First, we have a three-part creative writing workshop with local instructor Amy Halloran. It's titled From Thick Air. And it will meet on Tuesday evenings, May 28th, June 4th, and June 18th.
From Thick Air?
Yes, From Thick Air, a play on From Thin Air, I assume.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I connect Amy Halloran with bread, so correct. This is an interesting variety.
Yes. So bread and writing. So she has written and is working on writing more books about the history of bread and the history of different foods in Troy. So she's a great resource for that. And as part of her workshop, there will also be a virtual visit with Steve Almond, who is the author of a new book, Truth is the Arrow, Mercy is the Bow, a DIY manual for the construction of stories. And everyone who signs up for this workshop is going to get a free copy of that.
Wow. Do you have to come to the workshop or just sign up?
You have to come to the workshop. You'll be working using the book and then getting to meet Steve, you know, virtually over Zoom. So
that's terrific. And it looks like you got a few more things to talk about.
I do. So on May 30th, we have Abby Townend, who's coming from Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood, and she's going to give a talk to caregivers on how they can talk to youth about anatomy, gender, sexual orientation. It's actually titled, I Need Backup, which feels like an accurate title for such a topic. She's fantastic. She used to work here at the Troy Public Library in the children's room as a children's librarian. So we are very excited to have her back in her new role.
And that's close to Menstrual Hygiene Day. I can't remember what's the date for Menstrual Hygiene Day, but talking about periods and menstruation and stuff is something that's very timely.
Yes, it is. And although not completely tied in to that day, though I am National Day of the Month person, we are also going to have a talk coming up this summer on topics like that and how to eat well during the whole cycle of anyone who has ovaries and deals with it every month.
Sounds terrific. And a couple other things?
So in June, early June, we have a continuation of our 2024 Foodies Tour, where I have a presenter come in each month to talk about some aspect of home cooking. So in June, we're going to do fermentation basics, and that is June 6th from 6 to 7 p.m. We're working with Adam of local company Yes Folk, of Yes Folk Kombucha, which you may have seen around town. Most local cafes and restaurants stock them. So I highly recommend it. It's going to be very informational. Someone who really knows what they're talking about.
And fermented foods, they're finding out more and more research about how good it is for the microbiome in us, which microbiome sounds so much better than the billions of bugs.
I absolutely agree with that comment. And I guess last thing today, I just want to shout out our Museum Pass program. For your listeners. Your listeners may or may not know, but we have a robust collection of museum passes. We've recently added a bunch of museum passes, and all library card holders, meaning those who have a library card for any library in Albany or Rensselaer County, are welcome to check out any of our museum passes, which you can find a listing online at thetroylibrary.org.
Oh, that's a little different than some libraries where you have to have the library card for that area. That's great.
Yes, we do not limit to that area, so you don't have to be a Troy resident to use them. Most passes are for 1 to 2 adults or 1 to 2 children. It varies by location. You get the museum pass for 3 days. You check it out like a regular book. And you just present the pass at guest services, and it'll get you in for free or steeply discounted rate. So we love that we have access to so many.
And some of the museums even give you a discount in their shops, I think, when you have the pass.
Yes, they might. Everything, if again, on our website, it tells you exactly how many people can go in, if there is a fee, how much it is, and what services you get with the pass. So,
terrific. Anything else?
I would just like to shout out our social media. We have some wonderful young people currently helping out on all of our social media platforms. A great post went up recently about the history of this building because we recently celebrated another anniversary, 127 years. So please check that out. We are at The Troy Library on Instagram and Facebook and TikTok, if you're on TikTok.
And we're in a room that I'm looking around. It's got yarn and knitting needles and jigsaw puzzles. It's really interesting to see how libraries have expanded what they have in their collections and what they do in their activities.
Absolutely. We are always working on adding a few more things. Right now, outside the room we're in, we have a passive activities table, which right now has a giant coloring sheet and a bunch of pencils that people can come in and mindfully color while they're, you know, when they need to take a break from homework or whatnot. And sometimes that gets switched out with puzzles and games, which is what you also see on these shelves.
And then listeners, I'm sorry you cannot see Chloe's t-shirt. Tell them about your t-shirt.
I've gotten several comments on this t-shirt today, and I do not remember which family member gifted it to me. But it says, I have no shelf control, and it is a picture of a bunch of books on shelves. So, and you know, I'm a librarian, so I have to do fun, punny book shirts.
I would hope that librarians get a discount wherever they got that shirt. So that again is Chloe Whitaker, Adult Programming Director at Troy Public Library. The activities she's mentioned are at the main branch at
102nd Street, Troy, New York, 12180. Our Lansingburg branch just recently opened up again, so stay tuned. In the coming months, we'll have a lot more going on there as well.
And for more information, you can check out thetroylibrary.org. You need to use the word the in the web, in the URL, or you end up in some other state's library. So, Chloe, thanks so much. It's great seeing you again.
always a pleasure. Thank you, Bria.